Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Revenue from oil and gas development is critical for funding education and other public service projects in New Mexico. And on Wednesday, Governor Susana Martinez testified before a House subcommittee that's considering legislation to streamline the permitting process. Martinez and a handful of Western governors have asked for changes that would address a backlog in the approval of permits as the oil and gas industry rebounds, netting more revenues and royalties for state governments. U.S. Representative Alan Lowenthal of California and other Democrats on the panel raised concerns about speeding up approvals. They contended there were dangers with waiving environmental laws and shutting the public out of the permitting process. In more news, earlier this year, former 3rd Judicial District Court Judge Fernando Macias took over as county manager in Doñana County. Macias held the position before in the late 1990s. He was also a Doñana County commissioner and state senator. He recently joined us for a taping of KRWG-TV's In Focus, where he shared with me why he decided to return to serve as county manager. Mr. Macias, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure to be here.
Now, I have to ask you, first of all, why give up the gavel and return to county management? I mean, you go from a job where everybody rises when you walk in the room and treats you with the utmost respect to perhaps a position where they're lining up to issue some complaints to you. Why is that?
Well, I did think about including in the contract with Doñana County that every time I come into a commission meeting that they still say, "All rise," but I thought that it was better not to include that. After 11 years of dealing with probably some of the ugliest situations in the community, which I did as a district court judge, because my primary focus in the early years were juvenile delinquency and abuse and neglect cases, civil abuse and neglect cases. The majority of my docket was everything from murder to armed robbery to sexual assaults, the worst that you see in the community. And you do that for 11 years. And although it was very challenging, very rewarding, there's limitations that a judge has to live with. You can't make comments on public issues. You can't attend political meetings. There's restrictions that are placed on any judge. So at this point, when the county manager's position opened up, I thought it'd be good to get back into a position where you can be involved in the community very aggressively. You can be addressing issues that the community is confronted with. And I felt that at this point, it was a good change to make. And I believe that that was proved to be the case.
Well, let's talk about issues within the county. What do you see are the most pressing issues that the county faces right now in 2018?
Well, in any polling, any survey of the community, the top issues are always law enforcement. We want security. And the other is paving roads and keeping roads in good condition. Those are the two issues that are always at the top of any survey that occurs. And of course, I'm not suggesting that there aren't some other equally important issues, but if you're asking me what are the two most important, that tends to be the case.
How do you feel that county outreach is doing right now to have a conversation with members of those communities? What do you see right now, and what would you like to see in the future as you continue in your position?
Well, certainly what the community wants to hear is that there's going to be services, that their services are reliable, and that the services reach them in particular. There's, I think, a substantial amount of outreach in terms of community meetings. My concern is the level of participation, and then in turn, the level of knowledge of what is going on.
I mean, you brought up participation. Do you think that if there was stronger participation, then things like this could be solved a little bit faster? How do you really make that happen?
Well, there's a difference. In everybody's lives, they're overcommitted. And so you do have some people that are willing to step forward to serve in a voluntary manner on a variety of committees that do get ultimately input into the county management and the county commission. And you have another effort that is oriented to trying to reach out to the community to find out what they think, what kind of services are necessary, what are the challenges that they're facing in that area of the county. So in those, there is from my experience, has been somewhat limited participation. So you always want to see more, but you know that people are very busy. So we look for a variety of opportunities, and part of it is just reaching out to your commissioner, reaching out to county management. We're dealing with emails on a constant basis that are coming in from members of the community who are looking for assistance in some manner, who have questions about the county operations. So from that perspective, we're constantly engaged in the community.
You can watch and listen to the entire first part of our conversation with County Manager Fernando Macias at krwg.org. This portion of the interview was produced by KRWG intern Donna Resendez.